We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
State Rep Donna Behringer is with me this afternoon because there was some quick reaction from you last week on some legislation to hopefully prevent something like this from happening in abandoned buildings. How are you, Donna?
I'm good, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
So is this something that has come up in the legislature before where you've been alerted to this, or was this on your radar just because of what happened last week?
No. This was brought to us last year. There's a group of, there's a task force put together, and the task force has lawyers and city agencies and nonprofits because they saw the issue with trying to clean up what we call the vacant, abandoned, privately owned nuisance properties. These are death traps. These are not nice pieces of nice homes that right. We're looking to fast track to get clear titles and get them taken down. And so when this came last year, we did not have a chance. It was late in the session. We did not actually have a chance to explain why we have to come to the state level and what kind of property we're talking about. So I think that is the two issues. And it was so unfortunate that we had to lose a firefighter in the line of duty in a piece of property that is exactly the example of what we're trying to take care of in the city of St. Louis.
So get more specific on what type of property that is and how you identify them.
Okay. So there are 25,000 vacant properties, vacant and abandoned properties in the city of St. Louis. Of those 25,000, 10 are privately owned. And so what we mean by that is that, you know, you'll be driving and you'll go past the house. It might have a tree growing out of it, no windows, maybe it's half collapsed. Mm-hmm. And the different city agencies that would be a part of the process to get to those owners, to serve them, to make it so they don't get to pay just a percentage of what they owe on all the fines, that we are able to get a hold of that property and get it torn down because it is an issue. It takes the collector of revenue, the sheriff's office, the assessor's office, the courts, and each one of those departments plays a role. And they got together and said, if we were able to streamline what we need to do and we work together to do this, then we can make this not happen and get these death traps moved. And so the reason people get confused is every one of those agencies I just mentioned are under state statute. So any change that needs to be made in any of those offices, we have to do it by law up here in Jefferson City, because those are what we call the county seats within the city of St. Louis. And that's why this gets confusing. And I know people get frustrated up here because, like, why do we have to do this? And that's because these particular agencies have to be regulated through the state of Missouri.
So how does this, because this sounds like it's pretty complicated even to address from a state statute, how do you do that?
Well, this particular group actually spent an entire year working with each of the, you know, the collector of revenue, the sheriff's office, how it goes to tax sale, how they would locate the owners. And they all came together and said, here's what each one of our department needs help with. Here's how it is in statute right now, and here's the piece of legislation we've come up with to clean this up. And that's what that piece of legislation that we are going to hopefully move quickly this year does. And I also need everyone to know that we have 163 state representatives, and a lot of them are rural. So they are not, they cannot visualize that you have a house that is next to two occupied houses, but this house is literally crumbling. And then you have homeless people go in, and because they're cold, they light fires, then these houses catch on fire, right, and then we have to send the department. And the fire department will go to that call because they want to make sure that those other families on each side of that house are safe.
Well, who pays for the buildings to come down then?
Well, we passed, and I apologize, it was an actual proposition that we put to the voters of the city of St. Louis. And it was putting so many millions aside to start tearing down these properties. But you also, let me also give you another example. As we try to redevelop North City, we have these exact same buildings where they could be one of them sitting there on entire 2-3 blocks where there's no other houses because we've been able to tear down all the other houses. And you've got this house sitting there. And once again, these are not houses that are habitable. These are houses that we can't find, track down. You know, the people who own it may have died. They may have moved to, in this particular case, I can't remember on this house, but the people lived, I can't remember what state they lived in. But right now, the sheriff has to serve them. So that would mean we'd have to send a sheriff to wherever we can find these people in person.
It's not feasible to do that, right?
No, it is not.
Okay, but given, I'm just trying to get my arms around this. Let's use that as an example. So what does this bill do to, you know, make that not happen?
Well, the sheriff's department has come up with how to expand and go beyond how they serve on these houses, how they're going to serve them and address the process. Instead of letting them go this many days, we're going to shorten that time frame up. You also have the ability in the city of St. Louis that if you owe taxes on your property, you don't actually have to pay 100% of your taxes. You're actually allowed to go to court and say, can I pay a percentage? And the judge can say, yes, I see here that, yes, as long as you pay this percentage, then we're good. And those are the types of things that, because they're not speaking to each other, you have to remember, the judge may not know that this particular house that they're approving, you know, them only to pay a percentage of all the taxes they owe, may not know that the collector of revenue has said, no, we have been after them. They are, you know, more than 5-6 years behind in tax delinquency. But since we're not all on the same page and we don't have a very clear process set up, and I would love to say this is easy to explain, but it actually isn't. And that's exactly why these houses can sit for 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, look, outside of it being a fire hazard, and obviously I understand the urgency there, it's just ridiculous that this happened. So keep me posted. I'm still thinking this is a little complicated. State Rep Donna Barringer, keep us posted on this. We'll see you on the roundtable soon. Thank you, Donna.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.